This is File 22, Cycle 4. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is August 28, 2019. I am interviewing Nancy Bruzzi, who is the secretary to the building inspector, Mike Carbone, and she's also planning and zoning. We're going to talk about her job, her responsibilities, and anything else she wants to add. But first, we're going to start with the really hard stuff. What is your name?
Nancy Bruzzi.
And how did you get involved with planning and zoning?
I originally started my career as secretary to the planning board, zoning board of appeals, and town supervisor in the town of Northeast Millerton, New York.
And when did that start? When were you? Years and years ago.
Years and years and years ago.
That's fine. When did you actually come to Salisbury to work in planning and zoning?
1998. I believe so.
You did say it was 23 years
yes.
ago. All right.
Yep.
What does planning and zoning do?
Planning and zoning not only enforces our current regulations, they also try to plan and develop the communities for future development, things of that sort.
And what are your specific job responsibilities for planning and zoning? And I know there's a lot.
Yeah, I report to the Planning and Zoning Commission as their agent, so to speak. However, I do work for every citizen in the town of Lakeville and Salisbury. I do administrative zoning permits.
You do an agenda?
Oh, yeah, for planning and zoning meetings, I do an agenda. I do all the preparation for that.
Do you do messages? You take messages?
Oh, yeah. The routine secretarial stuff, yeah.
Okay.
You get the mail, you answer the messages, put legal notices in the newspaper, contact other towns if need be, that sort of thing.
Site plans?
Oh, yeah. I don't specifically do the site plan review. Some of them are in my purview with an administrative zoning permit that I can issue. Some of them are in the Planning and Zoning Commission's purview, which they review and issue, as well as special permits and subdivisions.
How about wetland permits?
I do not do wetlands. That is Ruth Mulcahy.
And who is she?
She's the Inland Wetlands Conservation Administrator.
Where?
Here, in the building. Tuesdays, 2 to 4.
Learn something all the time.
Yeah. She replaced Peter Oliver.
Ah, okay. When does the Planning and Zoning Board actually meet?
We meet the fourth Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m.
Here at the town hall?
Correct, right in this upstairs room.
And how many are on the board?
Eight. And five voting members and three alternates.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. Oh, you gave me some initials. Talk about the POCD.
Plan of
Conservation
and development.
What is that?
It's an overall concept plan where the towns might be in 10 years, 15 years, or what it would, you know, what they think the town should look like.
Does that include businesses, residential?
Includes everything.
Everything. Okay. And who makes the town regulations?
The Planning and Zoning Commission.
They make the regulations and they enforce them.
They make the regulations. The public has input on every regulation change that is proposed with a public hearing. I, as the agent, along with P&Z, I do the enforcement. And with their, I do the enforcement, should I say. That's what the zoning administrator does.
Okay. Are there regulations for signage?
Yes.
And generally, what are they?
They're too complicated.
They're complicated, okay.
There's like 8 pages, 9 pages.
That's what I needed to know.
Yeah. And they're all in our zoning regulations that are online.
Okay. Again, I'm asking questions because I don't know, and this helps the public.
That's fine.
Now, the meeting last night, was it on affordable housing?
The meeting on Monday night was on multifamily housing. We do not use the word affordable.
And we have several, if I can't use the word affordable, we have several housings like East Meadow and Faith Housing.
But those are not in our purview. Those are the Salisbury Housing Commission or whatever.
All right. Well, how many different commissions or agencies are there in town that provide low-income housing?
I don't know the answer to that. I think there's three or
I think,
four.
Yeah, there are three or four.
There are three or four. I know there's the...
There's the Salisbury Housing Trust.
Yeah, and then there's the Housing Commission. And then, I don't know, there's three or four.
Yeah, because that, to me, that's very confusing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's confusing to everybody.
Yeah.
What do you like best about your job?
Oh, there isn't one thing I like best. It's the whole every little piece that works together. So.
And you've been doing this for a long time, So you really must love it.
Yeah.
Most days.
Most days, yeah.
Okay.
Most days.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
What do you like least, if anything?
Not being able to give somebody what they want.
Well, sometimes their wants are unrealistic, are they not?
No, but I try to, every applicant that comes in, we try, if they don't know, we try to figure out a way to get what they want within the realm of the regulations. And I don't like them to be disappointed if they can't.
But there's a good reason why they can't, usually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's usually because they don't meet one of the requirements or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense to me.
Which they have an avenue. They can always go to the Zoning Board of Appeals and ask for a variance or a use variance or a setback variance, things of that sort.
It's good that there is an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add on the planning and zoning part before we go on to the building inspector part? No.
I don't think so.
Okay. I try to cover
but
my
thank
bases. Building inspector. How many different building inspectors have you worked for in Salisbury? Two. And they were?
Mike Fitting and Michael Carbone.
Okay. We've got two Michaels. Mm-hmm. Job responsibilities for that?
Answering phones, keeping files, entering permits into the computer, mail. That's just really routine clerical to the buildings inspector.
Because you're on the planning and zoning as well as secretary to the building inspector, do they complement each other?
Absolutely.
And how do they complement?
Because the building department should always know what the planning and zoning, because I give a... Like for single-family residents, if they have private well and septic, they need Torrington Area Health first. If they have wetlands, they need inland wetlands. Then they come to me for a regular zoning permit, and then they go to the building inspector for a building permit. So it keeps everybody abreast of what's going on and sort of on the same path.
Are there different kinds of zoning permits?
Well, there's a zoning permit. There's what I call administrative zoning permit. It's for a single family. It can be for a garage, which is an accessory structure. It can be a swimming pool. It can be for a garden shed.
Oh, okay.
But all of those are what we consider administrative zoning permits that I can do myself.
Mm-hmm. And then there are other zoning permits that have to be approved by
the Planning and Zoning Commission And then after they're approved there, then they come to me and get their regular administrative zoning permit.
All right. Are you training someone?
No.
Do you want to train somebody?
When I get ready to retire, absolutely.
And are you thinking about retirement?
We always think about it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't...
You haven't got any definite plans?
No, absolutely.
You just enjoy this so much.
I'd like to be here another couple of years, probably.
Oh, we certainly hope you will be. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this part?
No.
Thank you very much.
That was quick and easy. Thank you.
Quick, easy, and...